This is Phil Vischer. You're listening to the Down Gilead Lane podcast.
Okay,
you know, yeah. How about Mr. Lunt? That'd He's definitely different than Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mr. Lunt. You're listening down the lane of the Gilead with the podcast. And I don't know what that means. Goodbye.
Yes, that's right. Here we are in Nashville.
Woohoo.
This is our first NRB Dispatch podcast, is what I would like to call it. And here we are.
This is our first in the same room, same state
that's
podcast.
It's a first, ladies and gentlemen.
It's very late.
Yes, it is. We're a little fried, but it's been a great day. Oh, that what you heard there at the beginning, just before the theme, yes, that was
the real guy.
The guy, Phil Vischer, as you may know from VeggieTales, the voice of Bob the Tomato.
He knows who you are.
He knows who I am?
No, them.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows we have a podcast, and he knows about Down Gilead Lane.
Yeah.
So he was fantastic.
Yes.
And by the way, NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention,
mm-hmm.
in Nashville. My first time attending. Steve's an old pro. And we do have a visitor in the room, on the other side of the room.
Yes.
Hello.
I don't even know if that'll pick up. Hello.
That was Kelly, my wife, way over.
Mrs. Steve.
Over there reading her magazine.
Yep.
So this is just going to be a real short and sweet, just a quick deal, kind of give highlights of the conference so far, or convention, I guess it is.
We're conferencing at the convention.
There you go. Kelly and I went shopping day one.
Hi, this is Saturday, the 8th of March. This is Steve O'Dell, known by many of you. In Nashville, I'm actually at the Opry Mills Mall. This is what we do when we come to the NRB convention. We go shopping at the mall. No. We had a little downtime, and we got to pick up some decent clothes. And I'm here with my lovely wife, Kelly. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys.
And anyway, it's kind of fun. We listened to Phil Vischer talk about the experience of what God taught him through Big Idea and Veggie Tales and kind of where he's at now. Very, very inspiring about just pursuing God first before anything, before any of the dreams he gives us. He wants to know that he is most important, not the dream. So it's a great reminder. Anyway, we're going to see. You know, this mall is really cool. There's like an aquarium here. And, of course, Nashville is Music City, so I see guitars all over the place. But fun place. We're going to check it out. It's sunny outside, but it snowed. Snowed last night. Yeah. Went from Michigan to Nashville. Got snow. All right. We'll talk soon. Later. Bye.
That was a nice little highlight.
Laurie didn't get a day one. I don't remember day one. It was a very, very long flight. I had to get up at 3 in the morning to get to my plane, and then our meetings, I was up until midnight having meetings.
Wow.
So, 21-hour day, and I don't remember a lot of it, but I'm sure that I was good.
Yeah.
At whatever I did.
Yeah.
And, there were really great speakers. That's the one thing NRB is really fantastic about, the really great speakers.
We got to hear Michael W. Smith lead worship. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah. And he was really awesome. And I've been a longtime fan of Michael W. Smith. He's working on his 21st album.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's incredible. And then today we got to hear Phil Vischer.
Yeah.
Of VeggieTales.
Yep, talking again about you know, thinking outside the box and just not being too tied into the old way of doing things or just the way that you've always done things.
Change is good. And then after that, Steve went off and did something official for work. And I stayed in the room and I got to spend a little time with Alex Kendrick, which I'm sure a lot of our fans did mention they loved Facing the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And Alex Kendrick is the brains behind Facing the Giants. He and his brother Steven put the movie together. And he was just really fantastic. Just the thing that I was struck by in that one is if you've seen Facing the Giants, you pretty much know Alex Kendrick. Because his speaking today was right along those lines. It was almost as if it was scripted right out of the movie. Mm-hmm. It was just fantastic. So that was really neat. And I did get to meet Eric Wilson today. who was
who
the author.
Wrote the adaptation, the novelization.
The novelization of Facing the Giants. And I personally spent some time with him at lunch today. Well, we didn't do lunch. We did Haagen-Dazs, which is always good. And he knows about Down Gilead Lane and the fans and the podcast. So
man, I wish we could have gotten him on the in on the podcast, but he had to like leave, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But I'm sure at some point, you know, we probably could get him to call in at some time, because he was a really nice guy. Uh-huh. Knows about the podcast. He was just really neat, and he's got several books out too that are not based on movies.
Oh right.
That are just really fantastic thriller.
Maybe we'll do a radio adaptation of one of his books one day.
No.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, for those of you doubters on the message board, it may be coming. And that's all I have to say about that.
What are you talking about?
There's, you know, okay, I guess
doubters
I have
on the
to
message board.
Yes. You know who you are.
Your name is Thomas.
You know.
Oh, sorry. Doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I got it. It's late. You guys are getting such a candid look at this. No, there's, I guess we can mention it here, but I still would like to do it in the official, not NRB thing. You know, when we do NRB thing.
Yeah, okay.
So
just say it and then we'll move on.
Okay, but there's a wonderful fan fiction that has been placed on the internet.
Right.
Yes, and there are some doubters out there, and it may be coming. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
And that's all I had to say about that, and that's my forest.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, so tonight...
was awesome.
Yeah, tonight was great. We went to a presentation actually done by Disney. A lot of really, really cool things going on at Disney Studios right now.
Prince Caspian.
There is a guy in charge there. Mike Zarati is his name, and he's really kind of a bigwig there. He's in charge of a lot of things.
He's a bigwig now. I think, they say he's just kind of recently, in the last few years, coming
right
to this.
But he's been at Disney for a long, long time, but now he's like...
28 years.
Right, in charge of stuff, and he is a believer. He is a committed Christian and been married for 30-some years to the same lady.
And that is why Disney came to NRB for the first time ever, which is awesome.
There's really some cool stuff going on there. After the whole event, which we'll talk a little bit more about, after the event, we tried to get that guy or maybe the animator, Glenn Keane.
I was right there.
Or maybe the lady who played Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Because we
Jodie
heard
Benson.
The real Little Mermaid live.
Yes, Jodie Benson. She was there. They all took off. And, of course, everybody was swarming toward them. But we did run into John Fornoff.
Oh, yeah.
And here's what our little moment sounded like after that event.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Coleraine Connection, I have got right here in front of me both the writers of Down Gilead Lane. John Fornoff, say hello.
Hello. I'm getting chills right now. Just coursing through my body right now as I just stand here in the presence of Steve O'Dell and Lori.
Yes. Yes. And, of course, Lori Twitchell.
Yes.
Oh, you all know me. It's a big deal.
And then there is the star of the show, Mrs. Steve.
Oh, no. Hi. Oh, I'm being recorded. Hi. Hello, podcast people.
We just got a really cool thing by Disney.
Wow. Awesome. We got to see a preview of Narnia. We got to see a preview of Chris Caspian.
And
Don Treader.
Don Treader.
It was just awesome.
And Wally.
And Wally. Oh,
and we, like,
man,
saw the real Little Mermaid.
The real Little Mermaid. Jodie Benson was here.
My children are in Texas feeling the ripples in the force.
Or the waves from the ocean.
Disney evening. I mean, I just kept thinking how cool it was to be in that room with all these people, and everybody has the same heart in this room.
Yes, you could feel it. It's just like I could feel the room, just the electricity in the room, just like,
oh, so many people were clapping over the weirdest things, you know, but it was cool.
There was an animator here, the guy who designed the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, and designed Ariel from Glenn Keane is his name, and he drew for us live.
That what was so cool is, and I saw if you look on the Beauty and the Beast DVD on the recording of it, he talks about the scene where he animates the change of Beast when he turns back into a man. And what they just shared with us here is that Glenn Keane's inspiration for that was the salvation experience. So that when you see it, see the light coming out of him and
the
all
lights.
Yeah, the sparkling
of the light.
That is what God put in Glenn to animate what it's like to receive Jesus. It's like, whoa! Now you see the meaning of it. Now you see why that's so powerful, why that sends tingles in you when you see
exactly.
that scene. It resonates.
Exactly. And, you know, we would have brought you, podcast audience, but it was totally illegal. They, like, stopped Steve at the door. Yes. You know, we couldn't record anything. Yeah. But
yes, I would have a picture for the blog if I'd been allowed to bring a camera.
We are your eyes and ears.
Well, it's your ears.
Your nose, too.
We could be your left eyeball and your right toe.
This is why we are all in different states.
Mine's a state of insanity.
Okay. So, there you have it, Coloring Connectioners.
Yes. Enjoy the podcast that you just heard.
Yes.
I'm going to shut that out.
This live blow-by-blow moment was brought to you by
the Coloring Connection.
Yay!
Yeah, I guess we were a little wound up there.
Well, that was a couple of hours. The event was several hours, and it was fantastic.
We saw the official trailer for Prince Caspian,
which, as of this moment, has not yet been released.
Right.
I mean, just little teaser things have been released, but this was the full fledged, really big trailer thingy. Who?
And an advance like. What do they call
it? Super advanced.
Previs version of The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Prevision.
Previsualization. It's like an animated storyboard, basically.
Right. Basically, you're seeing what they say they want the movie to look like. They've put it out all in drawings and computer animation. But they showed it tonight, and that's not due to be released until 2010. That is the next one, Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yep.
And that was just not Shredder. Treader. I realized that
Von
sounded
Shredder?
Very weird.
Dawn Treader? Dawn Treader. Yeah, yes. You guys know, you know.
You all
the
know.
Chronicles
I'm sure
of
you've
Narnia.
Read the Chronicles of Narnia. And it was just fantastic. It was so exciting to be in that room. And I was excited that the director of The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is also the same director from the fantastic movie
Amazing Grace,
which starred Ian Griffith, and was just really fantastic. So this guy has come on board, and they said they're very excited about his vision on this. Mm-hmm. And we also got to see a preview of WALL-E.
WALL-E, the next Pixar movie. Yeah.
Yes, and that looked really good. The first official trailer. We got to see a lot of things tonight that nobody else in the world has seen yet.
Yeah.
Hence our excitement. And then we heard from Glenn,
yeah.
which was awesome.
Again, an animator who's been with Disney for a long time. He designed the look of the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
And Ariel.
And Ariel from The Little Mermaid. And this guy met Jesus doing this job. I mean, he's just such a great
story.
While
doing Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Great testimony. And so.
Well, you heard a little of that with John, because John Fornoff was so excited about
right.
that. He mentioned that. But it was just, I will never look at those movies the same way again.
Right.
It was really, really fantastic. And then Jodie Benson showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Who is, of course, the voice of Ariel. Mm-hmm. And I said my kids are going to be so excited to hear that mommy was in this whole big thing. But as you know, she is a believer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I never before thought of some of those Disney songs in the way that they performed them tonight. You know, part of that world that really is the longing that all of us as believers have for heaven.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, I've got all this stuff.
Yeah.
Still, I want more,
because
we're all searching. And I never thought about that. I always kind of thought she was a little spoiled. You've got all this stuff, and you just want more. But it really touched me tonight, and it was just fantastic. We did keep babbling, and I really did try to get to the president of Disney Studios so that he could say hi to you guys. I really did. You can ask. Well, Steve was there. Steve was saying, I don't know if I can do it, Larry. Go ahead. I said,
well,
okay.
They kind of rushed him out of there. But
they did.
It was all about the power of story. And it just seems like that's, for me, that's been a theme here at NRB this year. It's not just, you know, kind of like dry facts, you know, and principles from Scripture, but you know, God Himself is a storyteller, and if you look at the Bible, He is really, really just telling a really cool story, and
He crafts the best stories in real life.
I'm starting to fall asleep, you guys, so I'm sorry that I'm rambling.
Hold on. We're in the same room.
Oh, she actually hit me.
So, see, that's what that's why there's like thousands of miles between us on a normal basis.
Like Jen said. Anyway, that's just kind of something that has come up a lot here at this convention. Just the power of stories. If they're told well, they can really, really engage the heart. And
And we have season 10 coming up, and we have some of those stories that have... There are stories in season 10 that have changed my life in just the writing of them.
Yeah.
And I am very much looking forward to sharing those
stories. You can't say any more.
Oh, see, this is the problem.
I can see it. She could just wants to spill all the beans.
I do. I almost did on the blog.
Uh-oh.
But I didn't because I knew I had to call Steve and say, okay, it's okay on the blog. I'm just telling you. But when the time comes, I will tell you all about it. You won't be able to get me to stop talking because I'm excited.
Hey, we're going to wrap it up here, guys. We'll have another NRB Dispatch podcast. Discast pod patch. What?
Yo, what's that you say?
We will have another podcast from the NRB coming up here in the next couple days. So from Nashville, we're signing off. Happy end of daylight savings time, by the way. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, losing that hour.
Right.
It's not like I needed it.
I sure did enjoy that. anyway, so see you later. Remember, every day... needs a little more sleep, I think, maybe.
And grace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.